say a few words about what we've done and some of the roles and rules that that by which we have to comply, so you get a sense if you don't already. So I'm gonna begin by just introducing. My name is Regis Obojeski. I am the chair of the commission. First vice chair is Sarah DiStefano from the town of Olive, and we have name tags. Okay, Kathleen Waite. She is. You don't know where she's from, though, right? She's from the town of Saugerties. Kenneth Panza, who's from Woodstock, our second vice chair, Andy Monk, city of Kingston, Donna Lutz from Marlboro, and Travis Rask from city of Kingston. So welcome everyone. And so in alignment with the county charter, I just wanna say that who are we? We're volunteers. Four of the seven commissioners were selected by the county legislature, two by the majority, two by the minority. And those four commissioners selected the remaining three, and hence the seven commissioners. No one here at this dais has a degree in cartography. I'll just add that one. Our role is principally the redistricting of the 23 legislative districts according to the population, as illustrated in the 2020 U.S. Census. Each of our commissioners may be enrolled in a group party, but our role here is to be nonpartisan, and I assure you that we've done, I think, a pretty good job in maintaining our nonpartisan commitment to this task. So the purpose of this hearing is to look at, or at least hear from you, your comments on the final draft, and just so that you would know that this is not the final product. The final product is what will be delivered on July 20th of this year to the board of elections. We're considering it to be a final draft, and we welcome your comments just as much as we welcome participation by the community for 2.5 months from December of last year right through the end of February. We considered all those not just comments but actual maps that were done by residents of this county, including everybody here on this commission. I wish to thank Saugerties for providing this really terrific venue so that we can have this hearing. It's a very accommodating and beautiful space. I also want to acknowledge the county resource personnel who assisted us so ably in this task. First, Juan Tantillo, who's the senior legislative aide for the county. Kristen Gamir, who may not be here, first assistant county attorney. I don't think it's Kristen here.
No.
And from the county planning office, Rob Leibowitz, who is the head planner of the county, has done a remarkable job with us. And Dennis Dale is not here, who's the director of planning. So I'm going to ask Sarah DiStefano, our first vice chair, to make some further comments about our background.
Thanks, Regis, and thank you everyone for joining us tonight. Our commission is created by and thus works in alignment with Section C10 of the County Charter, which states in part that our work should keep districts compact and contiguous while taking also into account existing town, city, village, and election district boundaries, defining geographic features, and equal population within applicable law, but giving no consideration to providing advantage to one or another political party. So of our principal considerations from that text, of course, we use the 2020 U.S. Census count, which when adjusted pursuant to New York State prison gerrymandering law, which I'll speak a little bit more to in a second, the Ulster County population is 179,000 743 persons. That number, when divided by the 23 districts of the Ulster Legislature, comes out to 7,815. So that's the target ideal size of each district that we're looking for. We are allowed to deviate from that number plus or minus 5% of 7,815, meaning that no district can be larger than 8,206 persons or smaller than 7,424. It's sort of hard to see on the map right now, but the black squares actually say the district number and the percent deviated off. So thanks, Rob. So for instance, you'll see District 2 in Saugerties has negative 0.72 deviation from that 7,815 number. We really tried to keep it as close to zero as we could while still maintaining geographic features, not cutting through neighborhoods, trying to map around major roadways, et cetera. To define some of the terms that are found in the charter, contiguity speaks to being able to travel between any two points in a district without crossing into another district. And compactness refers to a principle that constituents reside within a district, living as near to one another as possible. And it's measured as a ratio of the circumference of the district to its total area. And of course, not favoring or disfavoring particular political parties, candidates or incumbents, we know colloquially as gerrymandering. We're not entitled to do that under the charter, but we would also not want to do that anyway. Other considerations, as I referred to earlier, the New York State law on prison gerrymandering was passed in, I believe, 2011 after the last census. And it requires that those incarcerated in Ulster County are now counted for census purposes at their last residential address prior to incarceration, rather than in Ulster County. The commission worked with the New York State Legislative Task Force on demographic research and reapportionment to ensure that we complied with that properly. And as a result of the law, Shungun's census count was reduced by 1,039 people, and Wawarsing's census was reduced by 1,374. So I'll pass it over to my colleague Andy for further considerations.
Probably didn't recognize me with the mask on. So in addition to the numerical and other requirements that we were really bound by, there were a number of considerations that we also tried to keep in account while creating these districts. So one of them was to keep the district numbering scheme as similar as possible to the previous district. So if you were in District 1 before, you should still be in or around District 1 now. Although, of course, the district boundaries did shift slightly, especially after the prison gerrymandering population was taken out of the lower districts. We did also keep the four towns in the northwestern part of the county together. Hardenburg, Denning, Shandaken, and Olive. Together, they make a district with almost a 0% deviation, so that just made good sense to keep them all in the same district. We also wanted to keep Kingston whole and in three districts. So Kingston is evenly divided between three districts now. We tried to keep the three villages of Saugerties, Newpaltz, and Ellenville as whole as possible. They've been easy targets for splitting in the past. And so we tried to keep them intact as much as we could. There is a small area of Ellenville that was divided from the rest of it, but it's actually divided by cliffs. So that goes to geographical boundaries. And the folks living in that part of the district are more connected to the folks that they are now sort of linked with in Cragsmoor. For the remaining municipalities, we tried to keep them as whole as we possibly could while still maintaining compliance with the guidelines that were required to follow. There are some municipalities that were divided into three districts each, which are the town of Ulster, the town of Marbletown, or Marbletown, Shungun, and that was largely, Shungun was largely because of taking the prison populations out, we had to shift a lot of those districts. And then of course, any slight change in one district would necessitate changes to another district because they all have to work as a whole. So while we could come up with the absolute ideal district for one scenario, it would then necessitate changes in other parts of the county that would make things not work, either fall out of compliance or not work with the other considerations. Regis has a metaphor that I like. It's like a balloon where if you press on one area of the balloon, another area will inflate and so forth. Another thing that we tried to do is start by adding census block groups to create districts. It's a statistically larger population grouping, and it made the work a little faster. And then when we needed to, we would drop down to moving individual census blocks between districts, although we tried not to do that when we were able to avoid it. And then, of course, considering topography and geological features like mountains, valleys, streams, and other natural divisions to ensure that, for example, we weren't drawing the line on just the other side of the cliff, so there were two houses that would have to scale the face to vote, which isn't certainly how we want. We also examined multiple maps that were submitted by the public. As Regis mentioned, there was about a 2.5 month period where folks could log into the same software that we used to create our own maps and design theirs. And hopefully some people gained an understanding of the real complexity of this task. And we did get some really good suggestions, which we took into consideration while creating this draft map. Keeping in mind that folks who live in certain municipalities would have more localized knowledge of those areas that could be incorporated to strengthen our own maps that we on the commission may not be aware of. As we were creating this draft map, we also presented our own maps. Each of the commissioners made one, and we reached consensus on this map today, which is going to be our final draft and starting point for further adjustments, which we will then have to finalize by July 20th.
And the one thing we certainly learned is there are no perfect maps, and we individually have done our best to create maps and realize when showing them to colleagues that there are imperfections. And so we welcome your comments about the imperfections and maybe some of the stronger qualities of what we're presenting this evening. So we're not going to engage in a dialogue. So for example, we'd appreciate someone not saying, what were you thinking? is that what you had in mind? we'll just ask you for your comments. We'll certainly take them to heart. We got a room full of stories about imperfections to 3 nights ago and down in Medina, and we expect to learn some lessons from you this evening. So we will. Do we have people online?
We have at least one person online.
One person.
So this is the first time we're trying this. So please bear with me. Lenny, do you have a camera? Thank you. I'm going to. There, Len. You can go ahead and make your comments to the commissioners.
Yes, sir. If you state your name, please, and the town in which you or municipality in which you reside.
Len, you're muted. We can't hear you. Oh, or maybe it's me. No. Len, it looks like you're muted. Can you unmute yourself? In the lower left-hand corner there, if you take your cursor down there, there should be a little microphone. Len, we can't hear you. I'm sorry.
Can we come back, perhaps?
All right, we'll come back to you. We'll take the.
All right. I'd like to start with anyone on this side that would like to come up to the podium again to state your name and the town in which you reside. And I'll go first. Go ahead. I would like to keep their remarks to 3 minutes.
So 20 minutes is too long?
20 minutes might be too long. About 17 minutes, actually.
Sir. So, good evening. My name is Mark Diaz. Good evening. Last time I was here, was when I was growing up in Saugerties, for a Boy Scout and Earth Badge requirement. Last time I was in this room. I now reside in Dartmouth. And somehow your Netflix overtook my consciousness when the local meeting was being had, so I forgot about Monday's meeting. Thank you for your work, first of all, because I realize this is not his job. And so I don't have as much critique as I have comment, to which I will say, I grew up in Saugerties and left Saugerties in 89 when I graduated high school and returned to the Hudson Valley from New York City in 2016 when I bought a house in Gardner and began weekend stays and became a permanent resident of Gardner, obviously, when, you know, COVID took over the United States in March of 2020 and have resided in Gardner full time since. And these observations are my own. I'm not speaking for all of Gardner, certainly. I observe Gardner to be neither predominantly populated by left nor predominantly populated by the right. I observe it to be neither particularly conservative nor particularly liberal. And I love that. I think that it is a thing within our country that is far less common than we should have. And when I say what I'm about to say, I'm not speaking to you, I'm speaking, frankly, to the entire world. We are all gifted with a phenomenal creative ego and a phenomenal brilliant unconscious mind to create problem solving. We are all gifted with a duality, which I believe is also shown in the liberal and conservative parties, however you may call them. I believe that the entire world is currently suffering from an ego-dominant state of mind. And I believe that if we're ever going to get anything done in this country or this world or this town or anywhere that is greater than the whole of what we've already accomplished, we need to bring the ego and the unconscious out of duality. And we need to take the left and the right out of duality. And we need to find a middle common sense path. And I would love for Gardner to become a model or to remain a model of that path. And it is with that in mind that I request that you consider not supporting Gardner for those reasons.
Thank you, thank you, sir. On this side, anyone wishes to come up to the podium?
My name is Ginger from the town of Shondo. I have concerns because the original maps were tossed out. And I don't want to get, you actually spoke very well. I don't really want to get into the whole crap going on around it, but I want to know how the original set was so awful that they had to be redone, completely redone. Like whatever anybody thought the problem was, you couldn't focus on, like if they thought, from what I understand, the city of New York was evidently an issue for a lot of people because they felt it was leaning way too Democrat. But the solution isn't to like throw everything into the fire and start building it back from ashes to me. That shouldn't be an issue. You should see where the problem is. Address that problem. I know the district I live in starts from Montgomery, New York, and Orange County and goes up to Oneonta. Now, I don't know how anybody thinks that's a normal district in that that's normal. That's right. There's nothing correct about that. There's nothing fair about that. I'm not represented equally from somebody up in Oneonta. It's not possible. They're a college town. I'm a little tiny hamlet. I live in the hamlet of Walkill. But I also want to ask, while I'm here, how do I get the information from the first lines, the first maps that were drawn, and hard copies of this? Because looking at it on the computer and over there, I can't focus on it well looking at that. So how do I get copies of the maps that they threw out and the maps that you guys just redrew, like actual copies, so that I can look at them at a desk?
Well, the maps, if they were shared and you were on line with.
Well, I got them.
I'm talking about Congress.
I'm talking about county. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Well, I'm talking about any of them because up on my computer, you know, I'm looking at and your computer screen is not big enough to get a real picture like that.
This commission only was drawing the county legislature.
I know.
Yeah.
But
they have nothing to do with the maps you're asking about.
So they can't give me maps of what they've redrawn here?
They didn't redraw those. They're only redrawing the county maps. That's all this commission does.
Yeah.
If you want copies of this,
email to you. There's an election commissioner meeting.
So does it also have information as far as population?
He can answer you.
They've got all that there.
I should have said it in the beginning that if anybody had any comments on congressional 18 and 19,
wrong. Yeah, we're in the wrong room.
I was not tonight. I forgot my sheet, but I can keep time.
My name is Rich Parody. I live in the town of Marbletown, town supervisor out there. First thing I want to do is thank you guys for all your work. And, you know, I've followed this from 12 years ago to now, and you guys have worked admirably, worked really well as a group. Your input to the public and the community has been really second to none. And while some people may be disappointed, one thing is nobody will question your commitment to what you did, and I think all of us in Ulster County appreciate it. And it's really been a good process. So, but I do just want to talk about like the town of Marbletown a little bit, and I'll be as brief as I can. When 12 years ago, we understood towns would be broken up, 7,800 people roughly per district. Marbletown, a lot of towns are under it, a lot of towns are over it. We understand that. The one thing that we had hoped 12 years ago would be broken up were hamlets and like villages, like Rosendale, High Falls is half in Marbletown, half in Rosendale. And you guys did a great job keeping that intact. Marbletown and Rosendale share a town hall. Kerhonkson, is, you know, the line goes right through really the middle of Kerhonkson. They share a grocery store, gas stations, liquor store, pizza place. That's something I think the towns have different characteristics. You know, there's parts of Marbletown that are more like Kirby, and there's parts of Marbletown that are more like Olive. So, but hamlets really, to me, is a little harder thing to break up. So, and again, with the one Marbletown district, with Kerhonkson, half of Kerhonkson coming out of the Rochester district, we get a little piece of Marbletown, but by losing that piece of Marbletown, we pick up a piece of Glenford, where whoever gets that representation will have to drive outside of the district because of the Ashokan Reservoir. But it's not, there's no roads that you can go through to stay in the district. So maybe just a thought if looking at that. A couple other things on New York State Municipal Home Rule, Article 4, Section E, does say districts shall not be drawn to discourage competition or for the purpose of favoring or actually disfavoring incumbents. Currently, the Rochester District and the Marbletown District have actually been represented by Republicans and Democrats over the last 12 years. It's probably one of the few districts that has had multiple parties. The proposed map would actually make the Rochester district solidly in one party, and the other district a little less competitive. So maybe moving Rochester, Worcester back with Rochester, not Worcester, Cohoxen back with Rochester might make those districts be competitive, which I think is the goal of a lot of us. The third thing, and this is my last one, and I know this is something we're not supposed to talk about, but the little section of Marbletown that's in with the town of Rochester actually has a legislator who lives in the town of Marbletown. It's only a couple hundred people. He lives in that corner. And, we're facing a real crisis out in our communities. We had our volunteer rescue squad go to Tate. We've got two fire districts, Marbletown and Stone Ridge, merging.
That's 3 minutes, Rich.
So. Okay. We have Bly Atwood dissolving because of no volunteers. We just had a school board election. We had one candidate for 4 seats. We can't find people. When we need planning board and zoning board members, the town board members, we have to beg our friends. And most of the time here is, I'll do it for a year, but you got to find some replacement. So by us losing our legislator, which will put him in a primary, potential primary, it just makes it more difficult to find people. So even if you can't make some changes, you could move that area just down a little bit, and still, you change 3 roads, and again, it's a swing district. I'm not favoring on any party, but so anyway, thank you for all you guys do, and truly much appreciated.
Thank you.
And I believe, Lenny, you have looked like you're unmuted. Can you hear us? Oh, Len, we can't hear you. Len, I'm sorry, we cannot hear you.
Len, I'm sure you can hear us. We'll come back to you again, okay? All right, thank you. Anyone on this side wish to say anything? Yes.
Spanier of the town of Ulster, and he signed up.
No, there's no mic. There's no mic.
Okay. So I am just speaking as a citizen of the town of Ulster, and I have to say that the town of Ulster is unique in that it struggles to have an identity and to have a home for its community. We don't have like Kingston or Stonehenge. We don't have a town center. We use Kingston's town center. We don't have that kind of place where a community can come together. And I have been canvassing for 5 years, and I've been to a lot of houses throughout the whole stretch of this crazy town. And it's a crazy town. I totally question why it's even set up that way, and I think I have an idea. It's been about money and a place to put things that the rest of the towns don't want. And here we are living in a town that makes no sense in terms of community. And it's been very hard as a canvasser to contact and to connect with people, say in that second district, that is part of Saugerties, not part of Ulster, and trying to like draw them into, we're the town of Ulster, and what can we do to join? It's hard to say. It's really hard to say. You can come to town of Ulster Citizens, which is a bipartisan group that's come together to accomplish some things that needed to be done in the community. And that has been helpful. But anyway, what I'm trying to say, it's challenging to have people connect to a town identity and to encourage people to vote for town officers when they don't feel very connected to the town in the first place. And now we're not only 2 districts, now you're saying that we're 3 districts. One is part of Saugerties, and one is going to be part of the Soldiers, if I'm correct, and another one is part of Kingston now, is that right? I'm confused, and when I'm talking to people who are like, I don't understand this, it's challenging, and I think it's challenging on a heart level, community level and on a logistics level to encourage people to vote for a legislator. I think it's really, really going to make it even harder. That's just much. And I appreciate, I get the feeling that it's a big deal. Thank you all for doing it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. On this side? Right.
Hello, I'm Brian Cahill, a 40-year resident of the town of Ulster, former county legislator and county legislator, again, that represents the town of Ulster, majority of the town of Ulster District 4 as it stands today. 10 years ago, I came to the side in front of the board, folks, of course, and requested the same exact thing that I'm going to request tonight. Right now, you know, the town of Ulster is a unique town. It's a business hub, it's a retail hub. For the county, generates 50% of sales tax revenue for the county, right? So that's just one aspect of why the town of Ulster should have a single legislator that is completely within the boundaries of the town. Here's the thing. Town of Ulster borders 7 towns. There's not another town in the county that borders 7 towns. It borders Saugerties, Woodstock, Hurley, Rosendale, town of Esopus, town of Kingston, and the city of Kingston. So now, if that doesn't give flexibility to the commission to come up with a map that needs one legislator representing the town of Ulster, I don't know what town will be able to do that. I don't understand it. I know all the census block stuff. I know all the requirements to have contiguous and geographical boundaries kept in place. I know all about that stuff, right? It's the same thing last time. Last time was 2, and you know, we had enough for 2 back then, right? Now we have 1.6 or 7, something like that. So here's the thing. With the flexibility that we have, I know that we're gonna have more than one legislator. It's impossible based on the population. And I know that we may end up with 3 legislators, right? But that's not to say that we shouldn't have one that resides specifically and entirely within the town. The town needs representation for somebody who can go there and just focus on the town. Like right now, I represent the town of Kingston and the town of Ulster, right? And they're completely different towns. They have completely different agendas, completely different activities, completely different citizens who would like town citizens, town of Ulster citizens that are very active, very concerned about the community. Town of Kingston isn't quite there, right? So, you know, we have to really balance how we're representing these towns, right? And it's difficult. You know, based on participation, on feedback getting from the town, from elected officials from both towns, right? Some are very active, some aren't at all, right? And so with that said, you know, we have facing us right now in the town of Ulster, redevelopment of some of the retail parts of the town, right? We have the whole former IBM complex that's gonna undergo a major, major change in the next few years. And we really should have a legislator from the town of Ulster, right? Who can stand up and really advocate for the town and the town alone, not have to be distracted by other things like an asphalt plant on 28, right? Or housing with non-union contractors on 32 in the town of Saugerties, right? I mean, and whatever else, redeveloping the Callahan site in Esopus. Somebody should really be able to stand up and say, look, town of Ulster focused, represent that town and the taxpayers of that town fairly. And I just hope that you could reconsider the way these lines are drawn and try and find a way to maybe move things around, right? Like I said, 7 towns gives you a lot of flexibility on those census blocks and on the boundaries and all those other things to give us one legislator who only represents them. By the way, back when I was a legislator last time, we put the charter, Rich was on the legislature at the time with me, and we changed it from a legislator to a charter form of government. First thing we did was create this commission because it was that important that we felt like the public should be in charge of what these districts are, and hoping that we would end up like we are here tonight, where citizens are coming out, giving you their opinion, and letting you know where we think things could be a little bit better. And I do appreciate your work. I know it's hard, right? It's not impossible to do what I'm asking. I know it's hard, but it's not impossible. And I would just hope that you folks would take a second look at that and help us out with that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Side. Yes. Oh, wait a minute, you've already gone, right?
I'm
wait to hear from others. Okay, on this side.
Sorry, I read because I tend to wander and I could go for the 20 minutes. So. Good evening, my name is Laura Hartman and I live in the town of Ulster. For full disclosure, I am the chair of the Town of Ulster Democratic Committee and I'm also the chair of Town of Ulster Citizens.org. Thank you for holding this hearing. I know the task you've been charged with is extremely difficult and there is no way to make everyone happy. However, I think there are ways to make more people happier and I'm here to ask that you try to make the town of Ulster happier. Currently, the town of Ulster has two legislative districts. Ulster voting districts 2, 9, and 14 are part of LD3, represented by Dean Fabiano from Saugerties. The remainder of the town of Ulster, LD4, is represented by Brian Cahill, who is a resident of the town of Ulster, which also encompasses the town of Kingston. The new map creates three legislative districts in the town of Ulster, and the new carved out district encompasses parts of Hillside Terrace and Eddyville, which will now become a part of ASOPIS LD8. The problem with having areas of any town carved out is that the smaller portions that are added onto another town don't get attention from the legislator. The legislator will tell you differently, but that is the reality. It is also difficult to get people from those carved out sections to run for office, because the majority of the district is in the town that's larger that they are attached to, and then they are seen as an outsider. These carve-outs become no man's land, like the parts in Ulster in LD3. This version of the legislative map makes that problem worse. Why does LD4 include the town of Kingston before our own town residents? That is illogical. The town of Kingston can be attached to Woodstock, for example. No disrespect to the town of Kingston, but having them in our district before folks in Eddyville or in Hillside is particularly galling. Further, as the business district for Ulster County, we deserve better and we deserve to have fair representation. This map dilutes the representation for our town and makes it very difficult to have a unified voice on the town of Ulster issues. There are so many things that happen here that affect the whole of Ulster County. And we're also really tired of being the town that gets dumped on all the time. The county needs a new dump, let's put it in the town of Ulster. We generate the most sales tax in the county, but we don't get the most back. Our town pays to maintain the infrastructure that so many in the county use. Okay, so I'm venting a little bit here, but I hope I'm making the point of how the town of Ulster is important to the county and how having one representative on the county level is so important to us. I understand that we probably can't have just one, I can ask, but please do not leave us with three legislative districts in the town of Ulster. We deserve better, and I believe you all can do better. And I do thank you for your work. I know at moments you probably felt it's very thankless, but I really do appreciate all the time that you've put into this, and no, you did not do this lightly. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes. Oh, I've got the copies here.
Hi, Mike Baden, town supervisor of the town of Rochester. First, I want to thank you for the opportunity to speak tonight on the proposed county legislature reapportionment. As a group, you are to be commended for all your volunteer efforts and all your hard work to do this. I know I've watched almost every meeting and been at every meeting, so thank you for all the work you've done. I'd like to make a couple recommendations. While I think you've done a very admirable job on the map, I think there are some tweaks that could make it better to meet the statutes. I'd like to highlight them. To start with, I started with your proposed map as my base. I've left and offer no change in districts 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 19, and 22. I'm offering some amendments in some of the other districts, and I have shared the maptitude for that, and I've given you the link to where it is. It's on the county server, so you can actually view it should you wish. There also is a printout on the last page of these comments. So I'd like to talk about a couple of things where we can keep, I think we can keep the municipalities and the communities more intact. In my proposed amendment, no hamlet in Ulster County will be divided. Every hamlet will be entirely encompassed in one legislative district. You did a very good job, but I think there are a couple still that are still divided. The key for me, the hamlet of Kerhonkson, the boundary line for Worsing and Rochester goes right through the middle of Kerhonkson, right about by the post office. And you, unless you know where the line is, you don't know that you crossed it. So by dividing that legislative district there and changing it from the way it currently is, to me, I understand the reasoning, you had to make the numbers work, but I think it does a disservice to Kerhonkson. It is one of, I think, two hamlets that you split in your maps. I would propose that you restore that and in return take the piece of Marbletown off and put it back into Marbletown. The village of Ellenville, I did notice, as you said, you divided that some cliffs. What you've done, and I'm sure Election Commissioner Quigley can comment better on this, you've created some districts within the village of Ellenville that will have probably less than 10 people in what would be a district. So you'd have a voting district, they would have to create 10 people. They're not all zero population, there are a few odd ones here and there that pick up, and so that could create a problem. Similar in the village of New Paltz, by going outside the village boundary lines, some of the same issues have happened with Ellenville, and you would have some very small numbered election districts. The town of Gardner, I think if there is a way to put it back whole, dividing a community of 5,000 or 6,000 people into two districts, and it's pretty much kind of right down the middle. As was said before, they don't really have an identity then in the legislature. They could potentially have no representation. And
3 minutes.
Thank you. The town of New Paltz made a couple suggestions as to make it better. I would like to point out the District 4 to 23 border. There is a single parcel, and I'm sure it's just an error, that is included with Ulster that is in Woodstock. And it's just a one move of one census block, but it would cause an election district of 14 people. And finally, the boundary between District 23 and 28, the top of Hurley, I agree that by having to drive through the other district, it does potentially cause a problem. What I'm proposing is to merge everything north of the reservoir or west, whichever way you're looking at it, with Woodstock and taking Zena Road as the divider and moving that into the District 4. So that's the synopsis of my comments. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Should we see if we can get...
If we can...
Three strikes and we can
hear Mr. Walker, we're going to try... Or Walter, we're going to try one more time. Can you...
There is a way.
Yeah.
You can invite him to unmute, and then I think there'll be a
pop-up. Well, like he is unmuted.
That's
no, but see, he had a little red
thing
there before. But let's see.
Oh yeah, he's not muted.
He's not anymore. Muted. But we can't hear you, Lynn.
So weird. Yeah, that was my suggestion.
Yeah. I apologize, Len. Can you hear us? Nod your head if you can hear us. Okay. Can you turn the volume up on your computer, on the actual computer itself? Okay. I'm not. Why don't you dial my cell phone? It is, can you write it down? It's 914-466-0437. have the volume turned off on the phone. Hi, Lynn.
Hello.
All right.
You're making too much of a fuss.
Oh, okay.
I just signed on to listen.
Okay.
You have done an incredible job in Saugerties, and we appreciate it. But I don't have any comments to make.
Okay. All right.
Thank you
for those comments.
Yeah, it wasn't our intention to let people watch the hearing from Zoom. Sure. It was just to collect, you know, the clerk at this point would expect me to take him off the screen, but I will bow to your wishes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Anyone else? Yes, sir.
Hello, my name is Lou Simone, and I currently reside in Eddyville, which, as you know, is currently part of District 4, represented by Brian Cahill. As a resident of one of the areas which will be clearly impacted by this, I just want to say that I have concerns about that. I feel that by carving Eddyville out and sort of just attaching us to District 8 along with the town of Esopus, I fear that Eddyville will be completely forgotten and our residents and our needs will be completely overlooked going forward. Brian is very well aware of Eddyville and the people of Eddyville and our support for him over the years. And we feel strongly that we would like to remain within Legislative District 4. I fear that if we were to be carved out and just sort of tacked on to District 8, we'll just become forgotten no man's land and need to be completely overlooked. Those are my thoughts. And thank you for all your hard work with this endeavor. I can't imagine how challenging it has been and will continue to be. And I know that, you know, not everyone's gonna be happy, but I feel like Eddyville tends to get forgotten a lot, and this will only further make us become obsolete, I think. And so keep us where we are. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir.
Hi, Derek Hoffer, resident of Town of Ulster. Also, I think some folks in here made some really good points about Town of Ulster, lacking an identity, lacking a town center. All the points Laura and Brian brought up about the economic, you know, center of Ulster County, just the value we bring to the county itself. And then of course, just being a resident of Eddyville, already in the town of Ulster, we are forgotten. Brian, thank you for all the work that you do to represent us. This is trouble. And I think to echo Lou's point, this is just gonna further, you know, just take our little, I call it the earlobe of Kingston, but that little section of Eddyville is just gonna be forgotten. So it's wrong about that.
Thank you. Anyone else? I'm good. Okay. I would just encourage anyone, well, we have you on record here, of course, but if you know someone that really has a view to express on this mapping structure here, please write in, because if you, and it's reapportionment at the county address. So if you were to look up Ulster County, put reapportionment 2021, you will look under contact and it will give you the email. So anybody that wishes to make a comment of any sort will be, it'll be recorded. It'll be there for a long, long time. We still have the comments from 2011. So, and by the way, there's some similarity. Do the commissioners have any comments to make? Pardon me?
I just wanted a quick question.
Okay, and it really has to be about the county map, right?
Yeah, well, the reason I keep talking about other things is the county is going to affect everything else, but my question doesn't have anything to do with that. It's a general question.
Would you please come up? And once again, could you state your name?
Ginger Fitzgerald. How do you determine districts? I thought I was told somewhere that you try to keep it about 8,000 as far as population. But why do you do that? Like, what is the reason for 8,000 or roughly a figure? Like if you have how many people you have, or whoever, or Eddie, whatever that Eddie was, Bill. Or the town of Shangon, they're going to have different populations. So why would you just not let the town of Shangon have somebody? You guys have somebody. You guys have somebody. You guys have somebody. Why is this, the process so difficult?
So the county charter mandates that we create 23 districts for the Ulster County Legislature. That's based on the population of Ulster County when adjusted for the prison population. That population number comes to 179,743. When that number is divided by the 23 districts that we must create, that number is 7,815. So that's why that's the target number for each of these districts. We can deviate from that 7,815 by plus or minus 5%. So we can range from 7,424 to 8,206. We cannot have any lower or higher.
Right.
So you have towns like Ulster, which I think has about 12,000 people, if I'm correct. We can't make that just one district because it will exceed 8,206 people for a district.
So this is basically just because there was a charter drawn up at some point that sets these guidelines. Yeah.
It's the law of Ulster County.
So
as voted on by
a bunch of people decided.
County legislature.
The voters of Ulster County.
And voted on by Ulster County.
So. Because doesn't it seem like it's making this job a lot harder for everybody here? Honestly, like why?
Yeah, we don't want to get too much of a back and forth, but what I will say is that we don't write the charter, we're just mandated
so
to follow
it. So we can actually take this to our local representatives and tell them that this is wrong and they need to change this.
Yes.
We're here.
And you can put it on. Because I always follow politics. I always kept informed of the issues. And my kids actually laugh because I always leave them articles to read about elections and stuff. But it's recently, I'm like, this doesn't even make sense. None of this makes sense. We're like asking people to represent us who maybe don't even know us, who don't know the area other than to drive through it. But the only way to change that is to tell the people who represent us, my representative, that he needs to get together with his other representatives and admit that this is wrong and it needs to be fixed. But this is way too much work for everybody and nobody should be dealing with this.
And that's 3 minutes.
It's a very difficult issue that can raise, and it's really based not only in the Ulster County Legislature. There are federal rulings on this, Supreme Court rulings on equality of districts, equality median numbers. It's in doing this and redistricting, and we're only speaking now for the county. Redistricting really is about numbers and it's about neighborhoods. It really is both. And when you talk about one or the other, there's going to be compromises. For example, a lot of comments here tonight, which frankly mirror what we heard a couple of nights ago down in at the Modena Fire Department. That what are you doing to our neighborhood? What are you doing to our town? What are you doing to our identity? What are you doing to our sense of place?
Yeah.
Those are comments about neighborhoods. Really quite valid. The other part has to do with the equality of the count. And part of the reason for the equality of the count, I won't expound on this, is that districts are not going to be weighted. So Brian, in the town of Ulster has 12,600 change, you know, and Gardner has 5,616, I think. Okay, so does that mean that Brian has that much more than double the say because he represents that many more people? So there's this sense of equality and balance that's in the press. I'm not defending it. We didn't make it. As Sarah said, these are the rules that are given to us. Some of them really have wisdom, but it's a balance. It really is, and there are compromises within that balance. And when you're creating the map and doing the balance of balance, as Andy was saying, you press down that balloon on one end and it picks up on the other. You make one change and it affects the entire map. So there's tweaking, and tweaking leads to lots of changes. So it is complicated, and I get what you're saying in terms of the simplicity of why can't we just leave things alone once and for all. It just doesn't work that way.
Mr. Chairman, we have one more speaker who came in late.
Okay.
Is that all right?
I'm not going to speak 30 seconds, probably. My name is Chris Allen. I'm from Salgreenies. I used to be the county legislator that represented the district where this building is, District 2, 2014 through 2017. From the looks of your map, you did some tweaks with District 2. So I'll speak relative to that in relation to District 1, where you did the tweaks with. In Salgreenies, you added West Camp, which is the northwestern part of the end of Salgreenies, where it borders with Greene County in Cementon, and it's running along the Hudson River and 9W. My suggestion would be to keep a homogeneous flow of the neighborhoods and geography of the region of Salgreenies, where it flows into the Greene County border. It would make more sense to have some of West Camp still in District 1, and the one part of it could flow into off of Malvern Turnpike going on to 9W North, put some of that back into District 1 where it's a continuous flow, and then Twin Maples Plaza in 9W back in Barkley Heights, put that back into District 2 because it's been put into District 3 now.
Mr. Allen, trying to keep up with you is difficult, and I know you did this in the interest of time, and we appreciate it. If you could put that in writing
and send it to
sure. When would you need it by, sir?
Tomorrow?
Yes, absolutely. Where I'll get the information from Fawn.
You can just send it to your
time. Expired a minute ago, 8 o'clock.
Okay. All right.
He doesn't even know what he just said.
Thank you, everyone, for your comments, and we'll be better for
you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.